Wednesday, 16 March, 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad you tuned into the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're continuing our study this week in Psalm 91. Today, again, we'll continue to look at verses 1 through 8. Father, bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, we have been looking at Psalm 91, which is God's great promise of his protection for us in the midst of difficulties. Beginning in verse 1 of Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. That's the first 8 verses of Psalm 91. On the last broadcast, we were looking at his delivering us from the snare of the fowler, and how the devil is a master at placing snares in our way. He places snares in our way physically. He places emotional snares in our way, and he certainly places spiritual snares in our way as well. God be praised for those that we know about that he has delivered us from, and I praise him for delivering us from those snares that we were not even aware of. Now, let's continue on now. He will not only deliver us from the snare of the fowler, but from the noisome pestilence. You think about the diseases that are in this world today. When I was a little boy, polio was a real, real bad disease. Thank the Lord for Dr. Joseph Salk and the Salk vaccine, and it has pretty well been eradicated, especially in this country today. But, dear friend, polio is not the only disease that had a terrible effect on the population. Back in 1918, 1919, there was the flu epidemic. And I'll tell you, I understand anyway that more people died from that flu than in World War I. Whether those statistics hold true or not, I don't know. But my daddy said as a young boy, he saw them hauling wagon loads of bodies out of Augusta, Georgia, that had died from that flu. And then, as you know, we have had recently the Ebola virus that has killed so many people in Africa. And some of the patients came to this country where they were thankfully successfully treated. Let's hope we've heard the last from Ebola. I don't know. But, dear friend, it's not limited to those. Whatever, though, I want you to know that whatever noisome pestilence that comes about, our Lord has promised to deliver us. He said he will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He said he will cover us with his feathers. Now, does God have feathers? Of course not. But here is the illustration that he uses, just like the mother hen takes care of her chicks. I know that many of you know about this, but I still like to tell this, the story we tell our children about the little red hen and how she took care of her little ones. The story goes that the little red hen had a batch of chickens, a little bitties, and a fire broke out. And she could not escape with her chicks. So she called those chicks to her. As you know how, if you're familiar with hens, they cluck. And they called their little ones, and they came under her wings. Well, to make the long story short, when the farmer came out after the fire, he saw nothing but burned feathers, a mass heap, and a dead hen. But when he took his foot and rolled the dead hen over, under it were safely protected were all of her little bitties. Now, you know, that was a chicken. But, dear friend, that is a tremendous example of what our Lord Jesus Christ did. He himself suffered the penalty of the fires of hell for you and for me, so that he could protect us from those fires. We're going to be reading about protection from the fires in just a little bit over in the book of Isaiah in chapter 43. But the Bible says, and I love this, don't you, that he shall cover us with his feathers. We will trust under his wings. Now, that's not all. He says his truth shall be our shield and our buckler. He will give us, his truth shall be our offensive and our defensive weapons. I'm so glad that our Savior is also the captain of our salvation, that he will lead us in battle. Oh my, what a tremendous blessing. His truth shall be our shield and our buckler. We must stand with his precious word. His word is truth. We're to be people of the truth. John said he had no greater joy than to hear that his children walk in truth. And you know as well as I do, in this age of political correctness and all the things that's going on, truth has fallen in the streets. Righteousness has just turned away backward. But for God's people, there's never an occasion for us not to be people of the truth. We are to speak the truth. We are to live the truth. And I'll tell you, the local church should be, as it is designated to be, the ground and pillar of the truth. His truth shall be our shield and our buckler. I want you to pray, especially for those of us who are watchmen on the wall, so to speak. I'm speaking about pastors and evangelists and Sunday school teachers and deacons and folks who are to lead God's people. You pray that we will stand true to the Lord and that we will never, ever forsake the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. His word is truth, and his church must be the ground and pillar of the truth if we are going to be able to stand, and having done all, to stand. You know, we should always be able and willing to trust those who handle the word of God to give us the truth. We should pray for those who deliver to us the truth. And by the way, we should stand with those who are willing to deliver to us the truth. Now in verse 5, we have another promise, and that is that he will deliver us from fear. He said, fear not, for I am with thee. He says to Israel, I'll bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. But there's also a promise for us in this New Testament dispensation. He said, now, don't you fear. He said, I can reach out to your loved ones as well and bring them to me. You remember what the Apostle Paul said to the Philippian jailer? When that Philippian jailer ran in and fell down at the feet of Paul and Silas and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. You know what I say to that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful promise. No, people, our loved ones are not saved because we get saved. But when we do trust Christ as our Savior, God works in the hearts of our loved ones. And how many of us, praise God, have had the privilege of seeing our loved ones come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? Well, we're going to leave off here, and we'll come back on the next broadcast. This broadcast is targeted for Wednesday. And I hope you're making plans, if at all possible, to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church this midweek time. God's word makes it clear. We're not to forsake the assembling of our gathering together, as a manner of some is, but we're to exhort one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. I am well aware that there are some listeners who cannot get into a good fundamental Bible-believing church, for whatever the reason it might be. And I'm so glad that God has raised up for us at the Calvary Baptist Church an uplink video ministry where we can proclaim the gospel. And if you have access to the internet with your computer, we invite you to join us. You can join us at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday evening at www.calbapt.org. www.calbapt.org. I am so thankful that this video ministry is growing. Folks are being reached with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then I want you to pray for whoever is delivering to you this message. That is, whether it's a station, the internet, or whatever message or means they're using. May our Lord bless and make each of us a channel of His blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.